Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
They know what everybody knows. Better set a letter from a
welcome to the Kewaunee Sports League, podcast number 34. I'm your host, Andrew Hughes, and joining me on this special season premiere is none other than Peter Chestnut.
How are we all doing?
And if you don't know who that is, that's the host of Creative Tragedy. He is, you're not going to believe what he's doing right now. Aaron, you want to tell us what you're doing right now?
Yeah, I'm moving some stuff around.
Anyways, hey, let's just get right into the scores before we start going over the NFL news and also the fantasy news. First off, week one in the big league, we had the Bulldogs spanking Blue Ochi. Then we had the Chefs cooking out some Bears. The Nanagays barely getting scored daily on. And then Jokic smacks the Rocket Man. The Douchebaggets owns Oberg. Ivy Whip gets torn ligaments. The Fighting Illini, wow, gets smoked by the Van Damme Hooligans, who, by the way, has the best picture in the league. And then Crippy Dude spanks, not even a close game, the Amazing AP. All right, moving on to the the Elite League, as we like to call it. We had the Bulldogs over getting paid, the Bears going deep. Then we had the Aluminum Falcons barely being the Fighting Mongolians. Sorry, Doug. Then we had Skid Marks barely beating Breaks. And then we had, of course, the Skins killing H1N1.com. All right, moving on to week two. We had the Chefs barely beat the Bulldogs, scoring daily, scored on the belligerent Ray. We had Rocket Man, get smacked by the Nanagays for his first win. Jokic beats the Bears. Douchebaggets barely gets beat by torn ligaments. And the Fighting Illini, owns Oberg. Ivy Whip barely loses to the Amazing. And Creepy Dude, he spanked the Van Damme Hooligans in the big league. All right, just going on to week number two real fast. Bulldogs over Aluminum Falcons. We had Prakes over the Bears. Mongolians over H1N1. Getting paid, getting pizzoned. Actually, they pizzoned the Skins, and going deep goes nowhere against the Skid Marks. All right, and getting back to the NFL. Holy shit, you're not going to believe who just came on the line. We actually got Doug Hahn to come on. He is also known as the Fighting Mongolians and also the Fighting Illini. Is that right, Doug?
That's right.
All right, so we got
Fighting Mongolians and the Fighting Illini.
Nice. Nice. And didn't you just barely win?
Hey, you take a win as you get it. You got to support the Colts and give them a lot of credit for their hard work and their hard-fought win on Monday night with their only 15 minutes of possession.
Yes. So we were just getting into the NFL news with we have Peter Chestnut, a.k.a. Aaron Hughes, and Doug Hahn. We're just getting to NFL news, but Doug, what do you think the biggest surprise of the year so far in either fantasy or NFL is right now?
I'm actually looking at the top picks of the draft, and I'm kind of amazed that a lot of them are underperforming, except for, of course, AP. A lot of the first-round picks, not that great.
Okay, who do you think the first-round bust is so far?
First-round bust, I'll have to pull that up again, but It's just, I don't know. Maybe it's just my team. My first rounder turned it around, though, and Chris Johnson had a beast of a game.
Yeah.
Whenever you go for a couple touchdowns, over 100 and over 200 yards rushing, I think.
Yeah. He had a hell of a game.
Hell of a game.
So Aaron, who
and
do you...
I just got to thank Mike. Big shout out to Mike for not accepting my trade. Big props to you, big guy.
What was your trade?
For being a dumbass. He offered me something kind of retarded. he offered me somebody for Chris Johnson, a couple of no good people, and DeSean Jackson. I offered him DeSean Jackson and Chris Johnson for Craig Jennings and Ray Rice. And he said he was iffy on that one. And thankfully, he didn't take it because DeSean Jackson, first catch of the game was 71 yards for a touchdown.
Damn.
And Chris Johnson, enough said about him. So Matt, props to him, and he knows now that he's going to be a lot more expensive to get.
Right. And
for those people who did not accept or even offer me when I offered and put Darren Sproles on the trade block, thank you for not doing that either.
Nice. So Aaron, what do you think the biggest surprise is?
Biggest surprise. Like you were talking about with the draft and the busts, I think that the biggest surprise is how, like, underperforming Matt Forte is.
Okay.
It's just, as a Bears fan, you know, we're, of course, we love our team and everything, and Forte last year was just amazing. I mean, with what he did last year, I think he actually would have been the number one pick or number two pick in our league last year. And this year so far, he's underperformed to the point where he could have been maybe like a 10th round, 12th round pickup.
Right.
And instead, he went.
Except for that he's in our league and everybody's going to pick him up early because he's a Bear.
Yeah. But still, like I said, it's I think that's probably the biggest disappointment so far. And like Doug said, the round one pickups are just underperforming like no other. They really are. So.
Okay. All right. Aaron, what do you think about the whole Plaxico Burress thing right now? The fact that he went to jail today.
Don't care. Honestly, the Plaxico Burress thing, I think, is just so, I just don't care. He's, same thing with Vic. I didn't care that he went to jail. It wasn't a big deal. It's like, who cares,
Okay.
Another NFL player committed a crime, big surprise.
I don't know. Doug, what do you think about it?
I kind of agree with Aaron. It's not a surprise.
Okay. All right. So this is what I consider the worst injury of the year so far. Brian Urlacher going down. I mean, we're all Bears fans, but Doug, what do you think about, do you think that's going to change how they play from here on out, week three on?
I really don't think so. Not that much. They're going to miss his leadership out there on the field. That will be missed. But you have Hunter Hellenmeyer or Brian Shateet out there who's played plenty of time, so he knows the system. It's not like we have a new person out there who doesn't know our system, doesn't know how to run the plays. Two.
Okay.
Urlacher's been kind of, every year he's been going a little bit down the stat line, not that great. Still a great player. Again, like I said, the leadership is going to be the biggest loss there. But they have Roach and Wimpisa Tisimosu Kakazaki or whatever the hell his last name is. When he comes back, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
He'll be fine.
I agree. One thing I did notice, though, when it was the three of them in there, it seemed that Urlacher were getting the tackles instead of Briggs, and now it seems that Briggs is getting more of the tackles, which is kind of weird.
Yeah. It's all going to be on the different offenses every week. I think we got kind of lucky in facing Pittsburgh, who this year seems to play to the level of competition. And I think they really feel that, if they get a touchdown, game over. Because their defense is so good that the touchdown lead should win them the game. And they allowed the Bears to come back in that game and take over.
So who was the MVP of the game?
Of the game?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone but Ron Turner.
Aaron sent me, Aaron, who was the MVP? You sent me a text message after the game.
Yes, I did. I said that Jeff Reed is a pussy.
No.
He was crying on national television.
Aaron sent me the message saying that Jeff Reed is crying. And then he said the MVP for the Bears, Jeff Reed.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he
choked, twice?
Yeah, he choked big time. Big chokes.
So,
But yeah, what I mean, was there any games that you guys watched that you were just like, holy crap, this is a good game, or didn't see and you're like, wow, I actually want to see that if they replay it?
Tennessee-Houston.
Okay, Aaron, what do you think?
Tennessee-Houston.
Yeah, I think Tennessee-Houston game would have been a really good one to watch just to see how Chris Johnson was able to get, like, what, close to 200 yards and lose the game. And that game, I mean, was just, I wish I could have seen it, but the game I did, at least the last 3 or 4 minutes of it, was Cincy-Green Bay, where Cincy, you know, they marched down the field, scored, and then Green Bay had to, you know, they kicked a field goal, and then they had to onside kick it and get it, and they did. And then they had to try to get down the field to, you know, get the touchdown to tie the game. And, you know, they weren't able to do it. You know, they had a false start penalty, so 10-second runoff, so they lost the game. So,
well, I'll tell you what really lost the game for them is no catches for Greg Jenny.
That and Hockey League.
Shout out to Mike. Thanks for not accepting the trade.
Now, what lost them the game is the fact that they had that tackle who Agunlie destroyed last week. That's what lost them the game. Because the whoever was going up against that tackle, he had 5 sacks on the day.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. No, he didn't. He had 6.
Oh, 6. I apologize.
It was 6.
Which is not the record, by the way.
No, it's not. But
no, it was a Cincinnati Bengals record, though.
Yeah.
Well, I was listening to the sports announcers, and they were saying, that's got to be some NFL record. And I just want to say big shout-out to Derek Thomas, my hero as a child. He had 7.
Well, that's right. I remember watching that game. They replayed it one night. That was pretty interesting.
And he should have had 8.
He should have had 8,
on
yeah.
The last one, he wrapped up, or he didn't wrap up. Quarterback escapes, throws the game-winning touchdown.
What a slap in the face. Ugh.
Hold on, so he had 7 sacks, and they lost the game?
And they lost.
Yeah.
Last play.
Last play.
It was kind of a bullshit play, but, you know, hey, crap happens. How do you know?
Do you know how I knew that he had that the record was 7 tackles or 7 sacks? I knew that because every time I played Madden, I always break that record within the first couple games.
Oh, gosh. Hey, I want to give out one award this week. The best profile picture goes to none other than the Van Damme Hooligans with the best picture ever. Doug, you want to talk about this?
I'm actually looking at this picture right now, and I think it's turning me gay.
What do you think, Aaron?
You know, it's amazing that Joe doesn't know how to work Photoshop. He actually just found that on the internet. That's what's funny about it.
I thought he Photoshopped it.
No, he found that on the internet.
Oh, jeez. That's still funny, though. That still kills me. Every time I look at it, Van Damme with the Santa hat on. I think I'm going to put that for the picture for the show this week. Joel will be like, whoa. So, Doug, is there anything you want to talk about your team? Like, I know that you struggled a couple of these games. Do you want to talk about anything?
It's been a struggle, and that's really what it has been. A lot of injuries in the first quarter have killed me. And just it's an underperforming team, but they're going to snap back out of it. Hopefully Anthony Gonzalez is not as far gone as he was predicted to be. I've got a lot of sleepers that have potential. Like I said, with LT being down, I have Darren Sproles, and that'll pick it up. And I really think my team will pick up over the next couple games. Luckily, we faced some horrible teams in the second and third week. We had Onage, who got owned. And we have probably the worst team in the league coming up next. And fucking hell, God, who the hell are they?
Oh, who?
Blake. Yeah, Blake. He has definitely been way underperforming. So hopefully we don't get him in a bad week, or a good week. So
you never know. It may be the one week he performs. You never know.
Yeah. Yeah, I could always be that.
I think he will, though. He's only, what, like, minus 68? You know, he can make that up.
He can make that up in no time.
Oh, yeah. So, Aaron, what do you think? You're actually going against the douchebaggets. You're only, You're only a 16-point favorite. What do you think about your team so far?
You know, I feel the same way as the Doug Keel. You know what I mean? I feel like my team's underperformed. I think that, you know, week one, we expected a win. And, you know, we couldn't do anything. The Jets defense really shut down Andre Johnson, and he's one of our, you know, main guys. So, but, you know, since then, though, of course, he's been stepping up. So I feel good. I think that we will win. But the game I'm definitely going to be looking forward to is the Van Dam Hooligans against Oberg's Ownage, because that's going to be one of those games where, you know, if Joe loses that game, it's going to completely destroy his morale, and then he's going to go down this, you know, steady, you know, decline. So that's the game I'm looking forward to the most.
I'm actually looking forward to Dave versus Ty. David Pate versus Ty Palmer. I should probably, since we have two Daves and two Ties, are probably, you know, I'm thinking David Pate versus Ty Boardman. I'm looking forward to that game.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to be a good one.
That one will be a good game because Ty Boardman's team is, I think, one of the best in the league. But, you know, I mean, that division, it's probably the toughest division, you know, I think. So, you know, we'll see what happens with that. But, I mean, there's a lot of good games this week, you know. You know, Kewaunee Bulldogs taking on Jokic, Ty Palmer's team, and Ty Palmer's team has been doing really good.
Yep, very good.
And then and you also have Brian Chatee taking on Dave Nanigay. And in the weirdest start to any season, Brian Chatee is 0-2.
Yeah, that's a first. Happen. Yeah. I thought he had the most points in the league. I was wrong, but points against he has the highest, but yeah, usually he's the highest point guy, and for some reason this year he's not. It's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all, you know, like in your guys' division, we have Mike playing Aaron, and we got Doug playing Blake. We got Oberg playing Joe Snyder, and then we got a creepy dude playing torn ligaments, known as Travis Peterson. Now. Mm-hmm. Now, that's all in the big league, you know, the elite league that we're in also. There's some, actually, these are going to be, I think, some decent matches. I play Mike this week, Kewaunee Bulldogs does. Then we got, you know, Brian playing Ty Palmer. We got Doug playing, I think that's David Pate. Then we have Oberg playing Charlie Harker. Then we got Aaron playing Joe Snyder. Good games this week. I can't wait for them. So who do you think, what's the upset special? Who do you think is going to win that should not win this week in either league? Doug?
Who shouldn't win?
Yes.
But probably does. I've been having this feeling ever since after the draft. I felt good about the draft, but I felt like it's going to be one of those years where I lose by 1 point to everybody. So I'm going to say the major upset this week is going to be Blake over me in the big league.
Okay, all right. Aaron, what do you think?
Well, I'm looking at getting paid and going deep. I don't know which one is supposed to be the low-tier one.
I'm looking right now. Let's see. Now they look like it's going to be a toilet bowl of the year.
Yeah, I'm going to go with going deep.
No.
I'll go with going deep.
I'm going to go with getting paid. I'm going getting paid, I think. Definitely. We'll see, though. We'll see. It's just, who the fuck picked it? Oh, wait. No, I take that back. I'm going with going deep, because I just realized Charlie has Cutler, and then he has Robbie Gold, Mike Brown. Yeah. I'm going to have to give him some shit about that.
Yeah.
So is there anything you guys want to talk about before we cut the show?
I just want to point out a couple posts that I made. I think everybody really needs to check them out. One is my one on the Elite League. How Aaron reacted to his loss this week. It's a very true reenactment.
Okay.
Check that out. The actual video is of a Clemson guy very upset that his team came back 24 points down, tied up the game, and then lost on a last-second field goal.
By the way, watching that video, I couldn't stop laughing because like, it was just subtle movements he kept doing. And like was getting pissed off and pissed off more and more. Oh, that was hilarious.
And then on the big league, check out Mike and Mike this is how I've been feeling about some of my players who have been talking shit but haven't been performing. Definitely take that out. They talk about a skins linebacker who hasn't actually played yet this season talking shit. So definitely take a look at those.
We'll definitely take a look at either one of those videos. Aaron, what do you think? Anything else you want to talk about?
I just want to comment that the in the power rankings, the IBWIP is all-time record 2-28.
Oh,
just
damn.
Just want to throw that out there.
Wait, torn ligaments is 29-1? What the fuck?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's my new surprise.
Wow. Wow, I suck.
His
seven.
Loss was last week against Joe.
Oh, jeez.
Like, you know, if you in the whole time
week.
Damn. Unbelievable. So, who's still in the Survivor? Aaron, you still in?
Nope, pick Green Bay.
All right, Doug, we're in still.
I'm still in.
Still in.
Defending champion is still in it.
The defendant, yes. How far did you go last year, by the way? Do you remember?
Week, was it 12 or?
Yes, week 12.
12 or 14, I think.
It was week 12, actually.
Okay.
Good memory. Very surprised. All right, well, hey, I just want to say, Doug, thanks for coming on the show. It's great to have you on.
Oh, always a pleasure.
All right, and I want to thank, of course, the Peter Chestnut, you know, AP Hughes, or if you want to get a hold of Aaron, actually, he's at AP Hughes at Twitter. Is that right, Aaron?
Yeah, and I want to thank Section86.com for hosting the podcast.
Thank you. I want to thank myself, Andrew, and I also want to, actually, before we go, I forgot to say this. I can't believe it. I messed up the one thing I was supposed to do on this show. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names starting as low as $1.99. Plus, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much more. Plus, enter the code POD149 when you check out and save an additional 10% on your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See you for details. I guess that was the only thing I was supposed to say.
The greatest thing is that you've got the breasts to be a GoDaddy girl.
I know, dude. My tits are nice. Ooh, I can feel them. Nice. All right. I want to thank Section 86, A6 Productions, and...
I already think Section 86.
Oh, thank you. And I want to thank, of course, Aaron Doug for coming on the show. If you want to check us out on Twitter, we're Section 86. Aaron is AP Hughes. Doug is DJ Han01. And I am AHughes86. And until next time, get some!